Cambridge Timeline Choir will join forces with the cutting-edge UK trio Deuce Vocal Ensemble and treat the city to a celebration of Shakespearean song in their inaugural concert. It's going to be coming up on Saturday, the 19th of November at the Emmanuel United Reformed Church, Trumpington Street, here in Cambridge. And a lady who spends much of her time going from, well, north for her, relatively, I suppose, by coming up to these era parts in East Anglia, as well as going down to Surrey. She's a busy girl. We met her on the programme back in January when things were very formative, and she was trying to form at that time a Mill Road Choir and was putting out an appeal. It's all come together, I'm pleased to say. And joining us once again in the studio this morning, Steph Connor, and she's brought with her one of the members of the choir, which is now the Cambridge Timeline Choir, Hannah Ellis-Jones. Ladies, good morning and welcome. Well, in one instance, for the very first time, Hannah, to
Thank
the studios
you.
At Cambridge 105. And Steph, lovely to see you. I've been looking forward to seeing
nice
you
Nice to
once
see
again.
You, Phil. Thanks
Thank
for having
you
us.
Now, since we'll get this out of the way, because you're not one of these big claim-to-fame people, but we had you here. Then the next thing I know, you bumped into Michael Portillo. I think you'd already filmed that, but then it was on the TV. So that was on one of his great British rail journeys. And there you were, playing the piano to him.
Yes, I had that pleasure. It was in Dorking when Great British Railway Journeys stopped off in Dorking, and rightly they went to visit the birthplace of Ralph Vaughan Williams, who is something that Dorking people are justifiably very proud of, because he set up a wonderful choral festival in Dorking and got people from all walks of life singing classical music, and his legacy endures today. So it was really nice to be part of that.
And a wonderful setting, because the first thing I saw was the vista and Portillo taking you around the outside of the building, and then there you were gracefully sitting at a concert piano.
Yes, I think that piano, I may be wrong about this, but I think that piano once belonged to Franz Liszt. So the pianos in that house have a distinguished history. It was very nice to play it, looking out over gorgeous views.
And so beautifully and accomplished you play, young lady, I have to say.
Thanks very much.
This after last time, because you had the keyboard in the studio last time. This time, just the pair of you. We're going to hear some music as well. Now, Steph, you are particularly passionate about English music of years ago. Would I necessarily say British English? Well, English music of the day, maybe 17th, 16th, even 15th century, or even earlier.
Would I
sort of cast the net out to be some more global European music of that time?
I think it's fair to say that I just like old stuff.
Old stuff. That's one kind of way of summing it up, I suppose.
Yeah.
To be more specific,
I'm just very interested in kind of English, the history of English music and English singing. I suppose I got really excited about finding out about my own roots when I was performing with the Unthanks, a Northumbrian band, and they have this really, really strong sense of connection to a tradition that they're part of, that goes back a long way of Northumbrian singing. And I had this feeling when I was singing with them that I didn't really know what my own heritage was, because I'd kind of grown up in Surrey, learning about kind of the world in general, and I wasn't really connected to kind of a folk tradition, and I thought, I don't have a tradition. And it was a kind of a process of self-discovery that made me want to learn about the music that I'd grown up with, that I was interested in, and you know, learning more about it, realised that I just wasn't appreciating the richness of this tradition that I was part of, and how wonderful it was. So it's just that, really, learning more and more about the history of singing in, you know, the country that I live in and come from. So that's what's kind of taken me back to the 16th and 17th centuries this year, wanting to find out more about the music that was around in Shakespeare's time.
So you spend your time shuffling backwards and forwards between Leith Hill down in Surrey, because that's basically where you mainly based down in Surrey. How many days a week do you spend up in Cambridge? Do you shuffle backwards and forwards?
Oh, I live in Cambridge, so I'm here all the time. I just visit my mother in Surrey once a week.
And so you fit in some rehearsals down there. So Tuesdays during term time, the Leith Hill Timeline Choir in Surrey gets together and to do some performances, should I say. And anything sort of big going down south, the Timeline Choir, will they be taking themselves onto the main big stage down there, as the Cambridge one will shortly.
Yes, the choir down in Surrey will be performing the week after the Cambridge choir. So the Cambridge choir are taking on responsibility for a few world premieres, and they'll be shortly followed by my Surrey choir, who are doing a similar the same concert, the same programme.
Ever thought of bringing them together, maybe by minibus, or probably the size of you probably by a coach, to get you all together and make one big super choir?
Big hopes for that, absolutely. Yeah, it'd be a big thing to organise, but it'd be very nice to do that next year.
Get the logistics together, maybe for Christmas next year. How about that?
Yeah,
time to put these things together. You're built on the original idea of having a Mill Road choir.
Yes.
Last time I met you, I don't think the word timeline had sort of really popped into the vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Did at that time. When did you decide to call it the Timeline Choir?
It's called Timeline Choir because there's such a focus on heritage in the choir, so much of the programming is based on history and heritage themes, which means that you get this kind of story really woven into the songs that we learn. So that's why it's like a musical timeline.
When we saw you in January, it was all at its formative stage. I suppose you were kind of biting your nails really to see how many people actually come along to join you. You've been rehearsing on Thursdays during term time at the St Barnabas Centre on Mill Road.
That's right.
Did numbers pick up nice and quickly for you?
Yes, there was a kind of initial explosion, and then it settled on a manageable number of people, and it's a very, very good size, I think. Hannah will be able to tell you more about what it's like singing in the choir than I can, but it seems to me like the number of people is pretty good for making everyone feel like they're kind of cushioned in a big wall of sound and not too exposed, but without being too crowded.
Yeah, I'd say it's just about right numbers-wise.
You're nodding agreeably, actually, Hannah. Mm. Hannah Ellis-Jones is here, one of the members of the choir this morning. Were you in from the start, pretty much, Hannah, with this project?
I was, yeah. I got a flyer through my door back in January, and I'd been looking to join a choir. And as I live on Guido Street, I had no excuse, really, because it's literally on my doorstep. So for me, this was the perfect opportunity. And yeah, it's been fantastic. It's been a great way to get back into singing. And the music we sing is beautiful and really interesting. And it's challenging without being, you know, too challenging. It's still accessible. So I'd recommend it to anyone.
So the Timeline Choir, in this instance, I mean, by calling it Timeline, it's great because you can go backwards and forwards through time, I guess, if you choose a different century or even era to go to.
Yes.
You've chosen some Shakespeare times. I'm intrigued with this because in the little talk up you sent me about this, England at that time, the regional dialects were very, very strong. How do we know how people in Shakespeare's time spoke? Because the first recorded sound was, what, the 1890s? Was it something around about that time? Edison's phonograph, maybe slightly early than that. But how would
definitely
we know,
not in Shakespeare's time.
How would we know that people were talking in a certain dialect? Because Shakespeare from Warwickshire, after all. Mm. Would it have been more of a black country sound? You described it, actually, as something like Mr. Grundy from The Archers.
Yes, that's right.
Joe Grundy.
A bit like that.
Do you think it is sort of something like the sound of Ambridge? Or?
Well, the aspects of it are. I mean, the thing is, when you listen to people today reconstructing what they think original pronunciation would have sounded like, you can hear all these shades of lots and lots of different regional dialects. So sometimes people think it sounds a bit like Irish. Other people think it sounds more like American English. It's quite often a bit West Midlands-y, but there's some definite Archers sound in there as well. They reconstruct it through a process of analysing texts. With Shakespeare, for example, you can find rhymes and puns and know that words would have been pronounced a certain way because they would have been expected to rhyme in certain places.
You've been including this, actually, ready for the production before it goes to stage, as I say, in a couple of Saturdays' time. We'll take a break to listen to a piece of music. You Are Wolf, this is called Three Ravens. Steph, tell us more about that.
Oh, this is a piece of music by Kerry Andrew, a.k.a. You Are Wolf. And now she is a really phenomenal composer, and we're very, very excited to have commissioned her to do a new setting of some Shakespeare's words for our concert. So it's Timeline Choir's first ever commission, and this is a piece of music by her.
There were three ravens sat on...
Ellen, sorry, Hannah Ellis-Jones is here. Hannah, you've worked with the lead singer, but you hadn't heard that track before.
No, I hadn't. That's just blown me away. We did a workshop with Kerry over the summer, which was great fun, and we did... We kind of used our voices in a really creative way. So the vocal noises that you hear sort of behind that track, we did lots of pieces kind of using that sort of creative style. But the Three Ravens is one of the pieces we're going to be singing in the concert, but I hadn't heard that performance.
And so. Kind of thing. You've been trying to do that as well.
Yeah, we do use that sort of technique in some of the pieces we're singing. But yeah, that I'm really stunned by that performance.
That's an amazing vocal style, isn't it?
Yeah.
So one thing about your timeline choir is that you want to make a beautiful sound. And I know it's been going well in rehearsals. Steph has been telling me during that piece. But the thing that makes the group unique is there are no auditions and members don't have to be able to read music to be in the choir. Hannah, there's something you can do, but there must be many people around you that you are, and Steph, of course, helping to support. So you've got people really, you managed to find everyone sort of musical well-tuned note, the little tuning forks coming out every now and again for to get all the lahs and the lays together, yeah?
Well, Steph's a really great choir leader, so it makes it really easy, you know, regardless of what your ability is, whether you can read music or not. Yeah, her approach makes it very accessible. Thanks.
I know Steph well, and I know well how she's accomplished musically. When you do your rehearsals, Steph, is there access to a keyboard, a piano?
Yes.
Yeah,
I just use it to kind of bash out notes here and there and make sure everyone knows where they are. But basically everything we do is a cappella, so there won't be a piano in the concert. It's all just for rehearsal.
You promised me, because you haven't got that much time left, that you're going to actually sing us a few bars as well so we can hear your wonderful voice this morning. What are you going to do for us?
Well, I'm just going to sing you about 10 seconds worth of music. I'm just going to demonstrate what the piece you've just heard, amazingly sung by Kerry Andrew, whose first composition for Timeline Choir we're going to be premiering in 2 weeks' time. I'm going to demonstrate what that piece sounds like in original pronunciation Shakespeare's dialect, which is how the choir will be singing it. Here we go. There were three ravens sat on a tray, down a down, hey down. There were three ravens sat on a tray with a down. There were three ravens sat on a tray. They were as black as they might be. With a down, dare I, down, down.
That would almost fit in with Poldark or something like that.
Yes.
It's magical. I have to say, you're totally captivating when I watch you perform. I just wish this was television sometimes, that we could actually put a camera on in here.
Oh,
we could see
I'm glad
what you're
you
doing
can't.
As well. I really wish we could, I have to say. Or we will tell the listeners, though. Sadly, they are just listeners, and hopefully they enjoyed that. That the performance will be running at the Emmanuel United Reformed Church on Saturday, the 19th of November, from 7:30 through until 9:30. But before the event, you can actually have a little bit of a workshop.
Yes, you can. Yeah, we're doing a pre-concert workshop that's at 5:30 till 6:30 p.m. And in that workshop, I'm going to be teaching people how to sing songs in Shakespeare's accent, in original pronunciation. We're just going to be doing short little songs, rounds and catches, they're called, from Shakespeare's time, some of which would have been sung in his plays. And that's open to everybody. You don't need to read music or anything like that.
So if you want to see Hannah sing and the wonderful Steph, I know, gushing I am, this coming Saturday week, that's the 19th of November, 7:30 till 9:30. Go along to a little workshop with them beforehand. That'll be a lot of fun. Concert tickets, though, for the main performance, £12. Workshop tickets are £20, available online at timelinesongs.org. The website is timelinesongs, or one word, .org. And that, well, ladies, is pretty much it, sadly. Thank you so much for coming in. We could make a whole programme out of it, actually, having you performing. But thank you very much for joining us
Thanks,
this morning.
Thank you.
We met Hannah Ellis-Jones. and Steph Connor there. And good luck with the Timeline Choir and your first performance coming up on Saturday week.